From St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas, a joyful Christian community, this is Soulful Sundays, a weekly podcast of our 5 o'clock service. I'm Patrick Miller, director of St. Mark's. Welcome.
According to Luke.
Glory to you,
Jesus and his disciples arrived at the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. As he stepped out on land, a man of the city who had demons met him. For a long time he had worn no clothes, and he did not live in a house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he fell down before him and shouted at the top of his voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For Jesus had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many times it had seized him. He was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles, but he would break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the wilds. Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" He said, "Legion," for many demons had entered him. They begged him not to order them to go back into the abyss. Now there on the hillside, a large herd of swine was feeding, and the demons begged Jesus to let them enter these, so he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. When the swine herds saw what had happened, they ran off and told it in the city and in the country. Then people came out to see what had happened, and when they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. Those who had seen it told them how the one who had been possessed by demons had been healed. Then all the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." So he went away, proclaiming throughout the city how much Jesus had done for him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We've entered today the world of the Gentiles. Jesus and his disciples have crossed the Sea of Galilee to the Decapolis, a group of towns far from Jewish tradition and society. These people, some of them, raise pigs for a living, and they ascribe to different gods and sets of norms, and they know nothing of Jesus, or of what he has been up to on the other side of the sea. So we head into a foreign land full of strange stories and people, and it is in this place that we meet a man whom we only know as the Gerasene demoniac, a man possessed by demons and unable to live among society. His demons, his misery, his darkness had him living among the dead, literally among the tombs of those in the community who had died. This man who is unnamed, unknown to any of us for all of history except for by his demons, could live nowhere except among death. He had no home but the grave. I'm here tonight to tell you that You and I know this kind of struggle. Each of you, each of us, has met this kind of darkness and misery in some form or fashion. We have wrestled with it in the dead of night when the lights are out and no one can see us face what haunts us. Perhaps it is something small-ish, like telling a fib about that fender bender you got into or where you were last Thursday night. But perhaps it is an addiction to drugs or alcohol or food or gaming or spending money you don't have on things you don't need. Perhaps it is unfaithfulness to a partner. Perhaps it is unfaithfulness to ourselves. Maybe we stay at work longer than we need to each day because we cannot face our homes. Or maybe we stay at home longer than we need to because we cannot face our workplaces. Name the thing that makes you the most uncomfortable about yourself, that brings up your guilt or your shame, that makes you want to hide away for fear of someone else finding out about it. We all have something. It's part of being human. It's part of our reality to know that we cannot be perfect, that we cannot meet the needs of the entire world and put food on the table and keep clothes on our backs. So name that thing which you hope no one else ever knows about you, and you have named your own demons, your own misery, your own darkness. Whatever it is, it becomes something that possesses us instead of us possessing it. Whatever it is what keeps us among the dead. It's what drives us away from community and into isolation. It's what helps us build our homes among the grave. In our text today, the people who came and saw the transformation of the man possessed by demons, they run back and they tell everyone of how he has been healed. Like a wound might close over and grow new skin, or an antibiotic might clear away an infection. Healed, as if he'd only been wounded, or sick, as if it was only some slight ailment which afflicted him and not the torment of his own soul. But the Greek word used for heal in this passage is much more often translated in the New Testament to save. It is the same word from which we get Savior and salvation. The townspeople saw that Jesus had saved him. This man, whose darkness had driven him to the grave, who had been literally among the dead, who had no hope, no future, no community, no life, had been saved. He'd been rescued and resuscitated, literally brought back to life by the power and grace of Jesus Christ. Healed, sure. But the miracle is not the healing. It is that what had been dead was alive again. We are Christians. We believe in and follow the teachings of a man who went to be among the dead and bring them new life. A man who died himself so that death might be defeated once and for all. Whatever you name as your demons, as your misery, whatever possesses you and drives you to hide away among the darkness and the grave, whether it is small or large, whether they are many or few, whatever it is for you, it does not get the last word on your life. In Christ, all things are made new. Each day, each hour, each minute in this world, Christ is bringing to life all who are lonely, who are lost, who are broken, who are sick, who are addicted, who are ashamed, who are fearful, who are hiding, who are making their lives among the tombs, who are dead to the world. He is bringing them to life. Jesus Christ comes not just to heal all, but to save all, to rescue all, to take us out of our graves and our isolation and bring us to new life, to new hope, to new community. The man who was possessed by demons was sent back to his town at the end of today's passage. He had been met by Jesus at the tombs among the dead. He had been saved. And then he was sent new and whole and alive to the community of the living. That is our reality too. Regardless of if it is on this side of the heavenly veil or the other, we are not left to wander the land of the dead and the lonely. Christ comes to save us and bring us to life here and now, and to life eternal in the community of saints in heaven. We all know the man possessed by demons. Sometimes we are that man. But today, let us all be reminded that we need not make our home in a grave. We need not live among the dead any longer, because we are healed. We are saved. Yesterday and today and tomorrow, by the grace and power of Jesus Christ, who makes all things new, and who brings us all back to life again and again and again. Amen.
Oh, Lord of my heart, not be. reach heaven's joys, O bright heaven's sun. Heart of my own heart, whatever before, still
this episode was produced by St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas. Special thanks to our band, led by Cameron Deason-Hammond, and featuring Jeremy Nuncio, Asher Pudlow, and Andrew Gordon. Join us every Sunday for Soulful Sundays at 5 p.m. at St. Mark's, 3816 Bel Air Boulevard in Houston, Texas, or visit us online at stmarks-houston.org.